This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. The Palestinian envoy to the United Nations described Israel's bombardment of the Gaza Strip and vowed to impose a complete siege on the Hamas-controlled Palestinian enclave as extremely horrific.
Stop this carnage of civilians, and as we see it displayed in the Gaza Strip, meaning that the immediate issue that all of us should come into agreeing to is to stop the fighting, to allow humanitarian assistance.
Palestinian UN Ambassador Riyad Mansour at the United Nations on Wednesday. The death toll in both Israel and the Gaza Strip increased on Wednesday as fighting continued there. Linda Gradstein reports for VOA from Jerusalem.
By early Wednesday, Israel said it had carried out airstrikes on more than 2,600 targets in Gaza, fueling accusations of Israeli atrocities against Palestinian civilians. Many in Gaza warn of a growing humanitarian crisis. Israel has cut off electricity and water to the enclave, and the power plant there is due to stop supplying electricity on Wednesday. Hundreds of thousands of Palestinians have fled their homes fearing Israeli attacks and have been sheltering in schools and other facilities. Linda Gradstein for VOA News, Jerusalem.
Egypt has discussed plans with the United States and others to provide humanitarian aid through its border with Gaza Strip, but rejects any move to set up safe corridors for refugees fleeing the enclave. Egyptian security sources said on Wednesday, Gaza, a tiny coastal strip of land wedged between Israel in the north and east and Egypt to the southwest, is home to some 2.3 million